This is the end. Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E. Thanks, Mouseketeers, for joining the party. We'll be looking for you tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye, all.
For a weekend in the swamp.
Oh no!
There you have them, the 40 biggest hits on the pop chart based on official airplay data provided by MediaBase 24/7. American Top 40 is a production of the Premier Radio Networks. AT40 was created by Casey Kasem and Don Bastani. Produced by Lori Crimi. Our staff includes Matt Wilson, Merrill Schindler, Toby James Petty, and Bobby Kaminsky. Production and engineering by Michael Cooper, Ray Hernandez, and Sal Cosio. My name's Casey Kasem, reminding you to keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Good night, and good luck.
And that's the CBS Evening News for this summer-ending Labor Day. Dan Rather reporting from New York. Courage. Good night.
That whole phrase, "and that's the way it is," was born out of the fact that I assumed I was going to have time for a little vignette at the end of the broadcast, which would be maybe sad, pathetic, humorous, ironic. And that's the way it is could be said so many wonderful ways, you know, that it could reflect all of those various emotions. And I always liked those irony of fate stories that we used to always look for in the United Press, those little two-paragraph box stories. And I thought we'd have time for those. Well, from the very first broadcast, we never had time for them. We still were too short with 22 minutes to do the news that was needed to be covered each day.
You want me to do the sign-off? Let me do the sign-off. Don't get on, you do it twice, very nice to be a poor, more poor, to be very nice at all, hang out, dragging a sand, and make a deep rub, me people glass houses, shouldn't have burning hammocks, started blowing nose, one good turn, take both of the blanket, and lead horse to water, but don't push him in, nothing smells, he worked on a wet horse, sing, lead horse to water, push him in, teach him back through, then you really got something. Watch space in the morning, neck and night, love is life, life is love, light, show and candle, world will be much better place, get into your rope, tie a lot, hang out and swing, stay calm, try to adjust, you can't live with them or without them, and hee hoo hoo hee, don't let your six gun get rusty, it's been a bit of doing plays, you're, and remember, it's been real, y'all, love you! And it went like that, but I did it without the gum then.
What looks good tonight?
I don't know. Where's the boat?
He just called. He's on his way. Med's coming separately. She had to go to the doctor. Switch birth control. Talk to Mink again?
It's Carlo. He's gonna testify.
Onion rings.
Best in the state, as far as I'm concerned.
Today.
All I'm doing is getting coffee and placing his phone calls.
You may not realize it, but you are making contacts.
It's an entry-level job. So buck up.
All right. Focus on the good times.
Don't be sarcastic.
Isn't that what you said one time? Try and remember the times that were good?
I did?
Yeah.
Well, it's true, I guess.
The beginning. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same as the beginning. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same as the beginning. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same as the beginning. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same. In the beginning, the same as the end.
Yeah.
In the beginning, the sea was the end. In the end, the sea was the end. In the beginning, the sea was the end. In the end, the sea was the beginning. In the beginning, the sea was the end. In the end, the sea was the beginning. In the beginning, the sea was the end. In the end, the sea was the beginning. In the beginning, the sea was the end. In the end, the same as the beginning. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same as the beginning. In the beginning, the same.
I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. But as president, I must put the interests of America first. America needs a full-time president and a full-time Congress, particularly at this time with problems we face at home and abroad. To continue to fight through the months ahead for my personal vindication would almost totally absorb the time and attention of both the president and the Congress. In a period when our entire focus should be on the great issues of peace abroad and prosperity without inflation at home. Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
CFL at Bob Dearborn. It's 1:56 in Chicago. Super Jock, and he is, will be along here in just a few minutes. You know, it's a good thing we have songwriters. There's a lot of times they know the words that we can't find. And that's why I want to dedicate this next song to all the special people that I've come to know and love, CFL staffers and listeners alike, who've made these last 6 years such a very special experience for me. Hey, Al. Polish Prince, hit that button one last time.
We told the truth. We are innocent. The truth does not change. We now again solemnly declare our innocence. At Sing Sing, the Rosenbergs heard the news of the Supreme Court's decision and the president's decision over the prison radio. We're told they received the news calmly, still protesting their innocence. Earlier, they had spoken to each other through a heavy screen for an hour. Normally, the government carries out its executions at 11 p.m., but because the Rosenbergs are of the Jewish faith, the time was moved up so that the electrocution would take place before the Sabbath, which begins at sundown, 8:31 p.m. daylight time. Attorney Block had demanded that it be postponed until after Saturday. At almost the last minute, President Eisenhower rejected a final personal appeal from Mrs. Ethel Rosenberg that he spare her life and that of her husband.
We annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic principles.
Is thrilled, too, for this is his great moment, the first time he's commanded the Hindenburg. For in previous flights, he acted as the chief officer under Captain Lehman. It's practically standing still now. They've dropped ropes out of the nose of the ship, and it's been taken a hold of down on the field by a number of men. It's starting to rain again. The rain had cracked up a little bit. The back motors of the ship are just holding it just enough to keep it from... It burst into flames! Wait, get it started, it's rising terrible, oh my, get out of the way, please, it's burning, bursting into flames, and it's falling on the mooring fast, and all the folks agree that this is terrible, this is one of the worst catastrophes in the world, oh, it's 400 or 500 feet into the sky, and it's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen, the smoke and the flames now, and the frame is rising to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the furniture screaming around it. I don't. I can't even talk to people. There's friends are out there. I can't talk, ladies and gentlemen. Honest, it's just laying there a mass of smoking wreckage. And everybody can't hardly breathe and talk and scream. Lady, I'm sorry.
It's time. WKBW to become a thing of the past. Time for WKBW to become a thing of the past. Time for WKBW to become a thing of the past.
And now time for WWKB in Buffalo to become something of the future. Stand by for the great memories of pure gold on KB 1520. That's going to wrap it up for Tom Donahue. Hope you enjoyed that little look back at the past KB of 30 years, July 4th, 1958, when rock and roll, July 4th, 1988, will be 30 years. Thank you for listening.
A very good evening, everybody. This is your cousin Bruce Morrow, and this is going to be probably the last time for quite a while that you're going to hear my voice on radio.
Hello, cousin Bruce. This is your friend, Imus. I am calling to wish you a lot of success in your new career. I am sorry that this is your last radio show. I have been listening and crying since 6 o'clock.
Oh, that was beautiful, Don. Thank you very much. That was said right from the heart. Miserable. You miserable. You. He's all right. I miss everybody.
There is one thing that I want to say that will be probably the last time
matter of fact, it will be the last time I will ever be able to say this on WABC. And the last thing I'm going to say is, this is WABC, New York.
97 DJ's WWDJ Hackensack. This is Bob Savage, and this is the last thing I'll ever say on 97 DJ. And that is, the past 6 months here have been terrific for me. I want to thank Northern New Jersey, the metropolitan New York area, for giving me such a good time. Hope I gave you one, too. Tomorrow morning, 97 DJ goes all religious. And 97 DJ, as you know it today, will cease to exist. Sorry about that. Did our best. See you later.
As we come to the close of our broadcast day.